Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 4th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to get into it very, very soon. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, what we're going to do is we're going to do a half hour of news. Then we'll open up the phone lines for half an hour. Then we'll do another half hour of news. And then we'll open up the phone lines for the rest of the program. Before we get going, a little bit of a program note. I will not be doing this show tomorrow or Monday because I have some medical things that I have to take care of on those 2 days. So Dave Grant is going to be taking over the microphone tomorrow night, and Keith Rogers is going to be handling the microphone on Monday. So you're going to want to tune into those shows because it's not going to be a replay. We're not going to bore you with the stuff that has already been done. And, you know, thanks for understanding on that works. Okay, now this is March 4th. This is the day we were seeing all this propaganda and warning earlier in the week. Oh, there's this right-wing militia group is going to breach the Capitol on March 4th. The Capitol Police were proclaiming it. Apparently, the Senate took the day off because they were expecting all kinds of violence and stuff, and it did not happen. Just did not happen. And so out there, Capitol Police are saying, made you look. Another Democrat media narrative has gone down the tubes. You've probably been hearing the phrase armed insurrection in connection with any reporting about what happened back at the Capitol building on January 6th. But the FBI is now admitting there weren't any firearms confiscated by law enforcement. That the protest at the Capitol building on the 6th did not involve firearms. And, you know, they were out there pushing this, and the corporate media was an armed insurrection. And Senator Ron Johnson yesterday asked top FBI counterterrorism official Jill Sanborn if law enforcement confiscated any firearms. And Ms. Sanborn said no, no firearms were taken from the demonstrators here. And apparently they're now admitting that only one gunshot was fired, and this was fired by the Capitol Police officer killing Ashley Babbitt, the Air Force volunteer who was just, you know, at the window and was just shot dead. Getting on over to one of the other deaths associated with January 6th, that's Officer Brian Sicknick, who was initially reported to have been clubbed on the head with a fire extinguisher by a Trump supporter, you know, wrecking his skull and leading to his death. Well, they've had to pull back from that because the video footage does not show him under any kind of attack while he's in the Capitol building. Now, Sicknick's family are saying he actually died the following day of a stroke, completely unrelated to what was going on at the Capitol building. So FBI Director Christopher Wray, you know, testifying before lawmakers yesterday, refused to discuss the cause of death for Officer Sicknick and just said there's an ongoing investigation. I have to be careful at this stage because it's ongoing, not to get out in front of it, which is your usual non-denial denial that you get from politicians. Over in Joe Biden land, his fraudulency's live feed was cut off at the end of a virtual meeting of House Democrats after he announced he was happy to take questions if that's what he was supposed to do. And at that point, the feed was cut by the White House. And Biden, of course, is facing mounting pressure to hold a full press conference after 43 days in office. People are still scratching their heads over the fact that Joe Biden does not appear to be getting ready for a State of the Union address, which is normal behavior for a president, especially a brand new one, to do before the end of February. Right. Marco Rubio is out there basically starting to poke fun at Joe Biden over his obvious decline in cognitive ability. And it really is showing, and it's happening, I think, a lot faster than Democrats thought it would. But it really, really is. One of the effects of that is that a bipartisan group of senators yesterday introduced legislation seeking to strip President Biden of certain war powers. This is going to repeal two decades old military authorizations. They're concerned that he might just decide to push a button. And again, there is the two-man rule, but they want to basically sort of prevent Joe Biden from launching a nuclear attack on a mental delusion. As I was saying just yesterday, the way it works is the president and everybody else in National Command Authority is given a little plastic card, looks like a credit card, fits in the wallet. There's 10 numeric strings on it, and the president picks which one will be his string to use to authorize a nuclear launch. And, the good news is that Joe Biden's probably going to forget which one of the numbers he chose anyway. Now, Biden has randomly revoked 7 of Trump's executive orders yesterday and refused to tell reporters why he was doing so. Apparently, he said, "I don't need a reason." And one of the first executive orders signed by President Trump was the Core Principles for Regulating the United States Financial System. Biden has taken that one down. And Trump's order's goal was to empower Americans to make independent financial decisions and informed choices in the marketplace, save for retirement, and build individual wealth. And just Biden, he's just out there trying to erase Trump's legacy. Okay. interesting little story. This is coming from Blabber Buzz, rented lips, Blabber Buzz. And they're saying that the Biden campaign strategy of keeping their dumb uncle in the basement appears to still be in effect. By keeping him away from the press, keeping him away from the public. That little appearance in Houston was a huge embarrassment. And, originally during the campaign, former President Obama declined to support his ex-vice president, concerned that he could become a tragicomic caricature of an aging politician having his last hurrah, which I think is a very good description of what's going on there in the Oval Office. According to a story that we are seeing again from Blabber Buzz, Joe Biden is getting impatient with the Congress and is trying to bully moderates to go along with the more extreme progressives. And he was pushing Senate Democrats on Tuesday to vote to pass the massive COVID-19 aid spending package. So they're out there arm twisting along. Joni Ernst is mocking Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the COVID-19 bill passed by the House of Representatives, describing it as a porky, partisan, pricey pet project package. And it certainly is that. There's, it's a giveaway to all kinds of liberal agenda items that have absolutely nothing to do with COVID-19 or helping the struggling American people deal with the recent economic downturn and loss of employment. Getting on to the issue of election fraud, this is not going away, nor should it. But there is a judge who has ordered an election do-over after 78% of the mail-in ballots prove fraudulent, and they've arrested the notary involved in that. And the question that comes to my mind is, if 78% of the mail-in ballots were fraudulent, why are they not doing a complete recount of all the voting results of that state? See, we're starting to see these little cases come on up where, this is happening and this is happening and this is happening. And of course, the corporate media is falling back on the old propaganda. Oh, well, yes, you caught us. There was fraud here, but trust us, it doesn't change the outcome. That's what they say every time election fraud is revealed. But it's an unsupportable statement. because no matter how much election fraud you have discovered, you cannot know that you have uncovered it all. Therefore, claiming it's not going to change the outcome is an unsupportable statement. And let's face it, somebody who's going to go to the trouble of rigging elections, they're not going to go halfway. They're going to do as much fraud as it takes to steal that election, and that's what happened last November. More and more attention is being focused on the audit taking place in Arizona, which is turning out to be a bit of a kerfuffle, if you will, between the Arizona legislature and the Maricopa County elections officials, who don't want the audit to go forward. They're trying to throw roadblocks into the way. And at this point, the Arizona Senate has issued subpoenas for all of the actual ballots, not just a redo of the counts and the conclusions. They're going to look at the actual ballots. Remember back when this whole election fraud thing first started showing up? Down in Georgia, there were all these fraudulent ballots that the FBI took control of. They claimed jurisdiction, and then they promptly shredded them. You remember when that happened? So keep that in mind. Story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit, and this really sizes it up. While Republicans slept, Democrats stole the 2020 election. Like communists, they are working to lock in their lawless third world voting rules. And that's exactly what they're doing. The House of Representatives yesterday passed a sweeping bill, House Resolution 1. Very first bit of business they did, and it's a massive elections reform bill making it easier for Democrats to steal elections. The vote was 220 to 210, all the Republicans voting no. And one of the things this bill does, it will ensure Democrats can count ballots for days and days and days after an election until they finally have enough magically appearing votes to win. So they're literally institutionalizing and legalizing the means by which they stole the 2020 election. And that means every election from this point forward is going to be a complete fraud. And we are headed toward being a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union. Now, one of the justifications that we are hearing from social media about deplatforming people, censoring posts, and basically behaving like tyrants, is they're coming on out there and saying that completely unrestricted free speech is going to lead to hate crimes, and therefore they're trying to head them off. But there was a report from the U.S. Department of Commerce was sent to Congress last January. It has yet to appear in any government website and certainly is not being talked about on the legacy corporate media. Now, Breitbart News got a copy of the report, and it basically says there is no evidence that online free speech causes hate crimes. It's a completely made-up situation to justify the growing censorship. Speaking of censorship, over at Parler, they have now dropped their lawsuit against Amazon for taking it offline, but they have filed a new case alleging breach of contract and defamation. And ex-CEO John Mates was apparently stripped of all of his Parler shares when he was abruptly fired last month. Well, that is still going on. And Parler's up and running if you want to go back on over there. So let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. Public Health England has issued a report revealing that coronavirus cases fell in 147 out of 149 local authorities last week. When counted in regions and age groups, the positive test rate has been declining since the start of January. But remember, January is when the definition of a case and the rules for using the PCR test were changed. And it, because of all the false positives we're seeing throughout 2020. And so the numbers are dropping and Biden is trying to take credit for it. Now, in response to states like Texas and Mississippi ending the mask mandates and various other social restrictions, the director of the CDC is out there saying that she hopes people will decide to do the right thing and keep wearing masks and distancing regardless of what the states decide. So that's pretty arrogant for a private corporation, which is what the CDC is. You know, they like to have the trappings of being part of the U.S. government, but it is a private for-profit corporation. So the director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, basically came on out and said, I think we at the CDC have been very clear that now is not the time to ease all of the restrictions. You will obey. Over in Germany, there has been a U-turn on the issue of vaccines. Angela Merkel has extended their lockdown by another 3 weeks, but has eased some restrictions after the German health minister called for over 65s to be given the AstraZeneca jab. Here in the United States, they're starting to point the finger at our obesity crisis. And there is a new report out saying that 90% of all coronavirus fatalities have occurred where half the people are fat. So maybe it's a stress on the immune system. Another report has come on out saying that people with blood type A are at greater risk of catching COVID-19 because the virus can bind more easily to their respiratory cells. You know, we have these four different blood types out there, A, B, O, and AB. More bad news for COVID-19 sufferers. Almost half of patients experience painful, swollen salivary glands after infection. This was a study of 122 COVID-19 patients in Italy who caught the virus last year. And it's now part of a common oral symptom. Here's another little tragedy. We linked this to whatreallyhappened.com. And there's a beautiful picture of this woman at her wedding, recent wedding. 28-year-old, PhD, physical therapist died 2 days after being injected with the mRNA vaccine. And this was, you know, young, healthy, you know, in just basically in perfect condition. And 2 days after she got the shot, she just died. Over in Italy, several dozen teachers have called in sick from work after the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines from AstraZeneca left them violently ill. So that's it's out there. There is a problem. And, you know, it's interesting because the FDA came on out with a statement regarding the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, saying that its side effects are going to be less than those of Pfizer and Moderna, which is kind of a left-handed way of the FDA admitting there are problems with these mRNA vaccines. Okay, there is a whistleblower has come forward revealing that many pregnancy complications are following these experimental COVID injections. We've been talking about instances of miscarriages, stillborns, and this whistleblower is saying the vaccine is leaving a trail of devastated mothers. In one case, a resident of Wisconsin, a doctor, suffered a miscarriage just 3 days after being injected with the mRNA shot. Now, interestingly enough, when Claire signed up for her Johnson & Johnson shot, which is going to be in another week, unless there are reports of severe adverse reactions, they asked her, are you pregnant? She's 71. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1, whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on keeping the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. And once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you send in, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, include your t-shirt size and a return address, and you will receive one of those spiffy official RBN t-shirts and the associated bragging rights to go with that. And don't forget that the Front Sight Firearms promo is still going on, and that is a really, really good deal for anybody who is a gun enthusiast and a supporter of the Second Amendment. Okay, we're going to get on back here to COVID-19. Now, we reported earlier in the week about how scientists were discovering that the COVID vaccines were causing the lymph nodes in women's breast tissue to swell, And following up on that, this story from Richie Allen, women are finding lumps in their breasts after the vaccinations. And the women are understandably worried, but they're being advised not to book a mammogram for at least 4 weeks after the vaccination. And they're being reassured it's no big deal. It's just another symptom, and it will go away eventually. One of the things I put up on whatreallyhappened.com today was a flashback to what happened in Gibraltar when they started the experimental Pfizer mRNA injections. 53 people died, and they died within 10 days following the injections of the Pfizer mRNA COVID injections. Local doctors literally called it a massacre. And the media, of course, is saying, no, it's just a coincidence here, or they already had COVID and they died of COVID, and it couldn't possibly be the COVID injections. I mean, how could you even begin to think that a vaccine could cause any kind of harm whatsoever? All righty. Over in Africa, specifically in Zambia, their leader, Dr. Mumba, has refused COVID drugs because the lot arrived with a warning on the label, not for use in the European Union or the United States of America. Now, that's kind of a weird, warning to have on the vaccine bottles. It was apparently in very small type, but somebody spotted it and they said, what's going on? And they're probably very, very sensitive to this issue, because if you go back to Richard Nixon's term in office, there was a study, National Security Study 200, that was authored by Henry Kissinger, which established as national policy for the United States the reduction of population in third world countries. And one of the ways they did that was to offer free vaccines for things like typhus in all these third world countries that were later discovered to include sterilizing agents. So that once women had these vaccines, and it was a two-shot, which is weird because the regular real typhus vaccine is the single shot, but any women who had the series of shots, they couldn't conceive anymore. And the way it's theorized that this worked is that it tricked the body into viewing a pregnancy as an infection, and the body's own immune system would move to destroy it. So they're understandably twitchy because a lot of this stuff was being done in Africa. I mentioned before that the FDA is out there saying Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine could spark fewer side effects. And they're basically putting this out by saying that most of the severe side effects that have been seen in the mRNA shots occur after the second shot. Therefore, since the Johnson & Johnson shot is just a single shot, you're going to have much less severe reactions. Maybe, maybe not. They're guessing is what the problem is. This is all new technology, and they're using us like human guinea pigs. Meanwhile, over at Pfizer, their CEO, Albert Bourla, announced earlier today that this is going to become a yearly shot, like the flu shot. Every year, you will have to get an annual shot for COVID. And, you know, they're saying it's going to be an annual booster shot. But what he's really saying is money. It's just rolling on in. And that's exactly what they're in business to do, is make money, not make you healthy. In fact, the sicker you are, the more money they make. Now, another little warning. Well, I'll save this warning until after this next. Well, actually, we're going to open the phone lines. It's the half hour. Area code 512-248-8252. The phone lines are open, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Bruce in Montana. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Good to speak with you. First time caller here. I'm a former Howley. I'm a former Howley. You and I were actually on Oahu at the same time. I lived there from 2003 to 2010. I was just barely waking up at the time. Had I been more awake, perhaps we might have met. I was calling to talk a little bit about COVID. The powers that should not be want us to be afraid. They want us to live in fear. They derive power from that. They are a rather twisted bunch.
Yes, they are.
It's very sad. It's very sad. But what we have to come to understand, in my opinion, is that they are conducting genocide on a global scale. And
well, we're not sure about that yet. We're just sure that we don't trust what their real motive is behind this hard sell, coercive push for everybody to get these experimental vaccines.
Well, in order to take the vaccine, and this comes from the Nuremberg trials, anything that's experimental requires informed consent.
And that's also under U.S. law.
Yes. And I have spent the last year informing the heck out of myself. And
yes.
It stinks to high heaven. If we can't acknowledge that this is evil in the pursuit of the one world government, then we're sunk. We have to acknowledge it, and we have to express it loud. We must.
Yes.
Or they will win. And we can't allow it. I'm not a particularly religious man, but the Bible pretty much spells this stuff out pretty clearly. Mm-hmm. And the more I educate myself, the more penitent I become.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what I needed to say. Maybe we'll be neighbors again one day. Take care of yourself, Michael.
Well, you're going to have to move to the heartland of the United States because we're here in southwestern Indiana now, and it's a 62 degrees today. I mean, just what a difference just 2 weeks made. I mean, it's actually very pleasant out here today. All right. Well, Bruce, thank you very much for the phone call. And we know that a lot of various interests, if you will, have been exploiting the COVID pandemic, certainly from the point of view of the pharmaceutical corporations. It means billions and billions of dollars in profits for the politicians. It certainly means an excuse to exert more control over our lives and to trick us into accepting more control over our lives. And so it is being used for multiple nefarious purposes. Okay, our phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. I'm going to go back and do some more news. I started to tease this story before the last break, and this comes under the heading of a consumer warning because police seized thousands of fake COVID-19 vaccine doses. They arrested more than 80 suspects in South Africa and China just yesterday, as Interpol warned the raids were only the tip of the iceberg. So, of course, there's another group that is taking advantage of the COVID pandemic, and that is, of course, the criminal element. This story really bothered me. Here in the United States of America, down in Florida in Broward County, Circuit Court Judge Dale Cohen has made a habit of suspending parental time-sharing arrangements for mothers who are caught not wearing their masks. According to interviews with parents and audio and court documents obtained by the National File. So that's another coercive mean to get you to go along with the agenda, the masks, the social distancing, the vaccines. They're going to take your kids away. All right. Turning to the international news, we are seeing a story. This is out of Station Gossip. The United States is out there trying to prove or demonstrate that it will not shy away from responding to attacks against its personnel when necessary. The Pentagon made this statement yesterday after a rocket attack against Iraq's Ain al-Assad Air Base, which hosts U.S. coalition and Iraqi forces. Then they went on to say that the rocket strike, quote, fits the profile, end quote, of an Iran-backed militia, meaning they don't actually have any proof, but they want you to go on thinking Iran bad, Iran bad, Iran bad, Iran bad, leading toward some kind of a war there. Another story, this one coming on out of Russia today. And it's talking about the Russian response to Israel's continued airstrikes on Syria, and saying that Moscow's patience is wearing thin, and that Jerusalem would be well advised not to provoke the Russian bear, because, you know, this full-scale war, this possibility of full-scale war, is simmering at an already dangerous level. Now, of course, Israel justifies their attacks on Syria by claiming they're only hitting facilities and personnel linked to Iran. But in an official statement last week, the special envoy of the president of Russia to Syria, Alexander Lavrentiev, indicated that Moscow was really losing patience with Israel over the airstrikes. And he said, sooner or later, the cup of patience, including the Syrian government, may be overflowing and a retaliatory strike will follow, which will lead to a new round of tension. These attacks must be stopped. They are counterproductive. We hope that the Israeli side will hear our concerns, including concerns about the possible escalation of violence in Syria. Well, I think, unfortunately, Israel's goal here is to escalate that violence and provoke a new regional war. Okay, our phone lines are still open. Area code 512-248-8252. And by the way, I was only joking about those timers I showed everybody yesterday. And if that's the reason you're not calling in, you don't need to worry about it. We reported earlier in the week how Israel had suffered a major oil spill along its shores. Globs of tar were washing up. It is the largest petroleum disaster in Israel's history, and Israel has decided that Iran is somehow to blame and is calling it an act of environmental terrorism, trying to imply that this was deliberate on the part of Iran. And again, there doesn't seem to be any documentation backing this up. But Israel's Environment Protection Minister Hila Gamliel said yesterday that Israeli officials had identified a Libyan-owned oil tanker called the Emerald and allegedly carrying pirated cargo, which had sailed from Iran out the Persian Gulf and up the Suez Canal last month. And the minister said the Panama-flagged vessel had turned off its radios for 24 hours and had polluted the sea between February 1st and 2nd. But they are trying to imply that this was deliberate, as opposed to maybe that Panama-flagged tanker had a problem. All right, we're going to go back to the phones now. Mitchell in Tennessee. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How's it going, Mike?
It's going
fine.
Listen,
I want to ask a couple of questions, but I want to ask it of you and any of the hosts and actually a lot of the callers. People keep talking about, a lot of us that, you know, when RBN and stuff, we recognize that this is a really bad situation with the vaccination.
Yes.
There's not a question there. So people keep saying, well, I'm not going to take it. Okay, so here's my question. How do you live in society if the stores and the dentist and the doctors and all the services that you'll need to live in society will not allow you to partake of their services and businesses unless you've been vaccinated? That's the question that we're dealing with, and no one's answered that. I haven't gotten a good answer about that. So it doesn't do any good now to keep talking about you're not going to take it. The question is, how do you live in society if the store owners say you've got to be vaccinated? Now what?
Well, from personal experience in the immediate area, I think the store owners are not inclined to go along with that. Of course, the government could pass a law saying that people who don't have their little vaccination ID are not allowed to enter stores in public places or fly on planes. And again, it's part of the campaign of coercion to get everybody to take this shot in the face of growing awareness of adverse reactions coming from both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. But it is definitely a coercion, and people who decide they're not going to get the shot, and I'm still kind of on the fence on it, you're going to have to learn how to get along with, you know, without availing yourself of things like stores. You know, you're going to have to do everything by mail order and delivery. And you're going to have to find and identify those businesses and services that aren't really making a hard line about the issue.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
You know, there's also a possibility that, I'm not trying to be negative, but there's also a possibility that the store owners, because they have to be licensed by the government, and they might just say, okay, I don't want to be sued. I mean, they might be fearful that someone's going to get COVID-19 and
That's
sue them or something.
Certainly so, possible. Certainly possible.
I can't get a dentist. I can't find a mail order dentist.
I understand
that's supposed to be funny.
I understand that.
I live in Memphis, Tennessee, in the Memphis market. And I've done this before. If anybody in the college know it, I'm looking for names of dentists and doctors and so forth that will be willing to, if it comes to pass. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. But if it comes to pass, I will need, here in Memphis, Tennessee, a dentist and doctor and these type of vital things. You know, I wanted to ask you one more question, and the callers, if I have time. Do I have time? I'll just do this.
Yeah, we've got a lot of time here, sure.
Okay, now here's another one. So that's about the vaccine. Now, I've read this before, you know, the long train of abuses. A lot of us say that the government's not legitimate, blah, blah, so on and so forth. It's despotic and tyrannical. But there is that line in the Declaration of Independence that states that when the government becomes tyrannical, it is their right, talking about the people, it is their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now everybody gets real nervous about that line. So what I want to do is I want to put it out to the callers, to the listeners, and to the RBN hosts and stuff. What does this mean? This line in the Declaration of Independence, I want somebody to explain to me what does that mean, and number two, how is it done? I'm not going to say anymore. I want somebody to educate me. What does that line mean, and how is that action carried out? Because it doesn't specify it in the line.
Well, it doesn't, because in the context of what was happening when the Declaration was written, it was simply a statement to the government of Great Britain, you're fired, get on out of here. It was then Britain that declared the war to recolonize the United States, which they, of course, eventually lost. And the line basically means throwing off the government by whatever means are necessary, which is why the Founding Fathers did give us that Second Amendment. Now, I am not advocating for violence, but we are reaching a point where this particular government has really closed off all options for the American people to make choices for themselves, including what medications are injected into their body. And as that other caller was mentioning, under both the Nuremberg Code and United States law, experimental medical treatments, which is what these are, cannot be given to a patient without their informed consent. And at this point, being informed, I do not consent. And at some point, somebody's going to have a trial case, go to court, challenging these coercive methods of getting people to get a shot as being in violation of both the Nuremberg Code and U.S. law, given that these are experimental vaccines with known adverse effects, including miscarriages, stillbirths, and outright death.
Okay, well, we still need to know, how do we throw it off? I would say that we're at that point.
Well, up until last November, you know, we always had the hope that we could vote the bastards out, but that is now gone.
I know, that's over.
All right, well,
that ship sailed.
Yeah, that ship has definitely, well, it was scuttled is what happened on that one. Okay, Mitchell, I'm going to let you go because we've got callers who I think want to answer your concerns. So we're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for the previous question from that caller, and thanks for your show, sir. I believe we are completely out of peaceful options, and it's not of our doing.
Unfortunately,
we didn't do it.
Sadly, I agree with you.
So the question becomes, when will there be pushback? Well, so we have fear involved here, and the fear is, if I do something, I'm going to get in trouble or go to jail or get killed or whatever. So my theory is, my latest thought is that something will happen when people are more afraid of not doing anything because of the consequence of not doing anything. In other words, when people are really start being scared about, oh, someone's going to be living in my house with me that's a complete total stranger type of deal. Yes. I believe because you're having this discussion, it's interesting because you can see the public thought among intellectuals. You can see it progresses. And I really feel like just by the question that gentleman just asked, mm-hmm. we have progressed to that point where now we're all asking ourselves, okay, what next? Because, yeah, I mean, this is like, if you don't do anything, then your country's just going to go right up in smoke. So everybody start figuring out what we're going to do. I think that's where we're
well,
at. I think it's encouraging.
You know,
Sybil, I don't think people are going to roll over.
I follow the Gandhi model, which is, you know, peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. Just don't do as you're told. And if the entire country is in a state of civil disobedience, what are they going to do? Come out there with, bullwhips and everything and, you know, whip us to compliance? That would look really good to the world. Chris, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just called to cheer that guy up as far as what the solution is. First off, can you disobey illegitimate authority? I mean, if the Mexicans tell you to do something, do you have to do it? If the Freemasons tell you to do something, do you have to do it? Well, this government is instituted among men to protect these rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So what you see with the Constitution is a limitation on the maids and the butlers of the club. God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. Now that we stand by while the maid and the butler are up doing it in the master's bedroom, wearing her jewelry, you know, and got the master down there in the kitchen, you know, cook my food. I want to swear, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
we're letting this happen. There's no need for this. Now, John is going to be interviewing this guy, Kelby Smith, okay? It's hisadvocates.org. What this is you cancel your contracts with the government. Now, we're in the process of doing this right now. I never bothered before. I just state who I am. When CPS came to my house, I told them, I'm not in contract with you. I'm not a minor government official. I am not a U.S. citizen or a ward of the state. You know, I'm telling you, I'm a child of the living God. I'm the king here. Get off my land and don't come back. And that's exactly what happened. I didn't have any formal papers. I didn't cancel any formal contract. All I did was realize who and what I was. God says to stand in truth. We don't need to do anything else. They don't have, you know, the truth is something. It's real. What they have is no thing. They have fear, false evidence, appearing real. Verisimilitude, yes. The appearance of truth. Just because they're saying it doesn't mean it's true, and all you have to do is look at this Supreme Court. Now, I don't give a rat's behind what the Supreme Court says. I'm a black woman in America. I could care less if a bunch of white men vote for me to be the slave picking car. I don't care what you say. You're just another man. Same thing with judges and policemen and congressmen. And now, you know, you look at this bill where they're voting themselves, what, $1,400 a week? For 15 weeks, because they're better than you. You're stupid slaves. You're dogs. You give them your money. You give them your children. You run and you cower because you're ignorant. There's nescience, meaning never having seen the truth. Knee science, nescience. And then there's ignorance, where you ignore the truth. How long have I been yapping on this radio to tell people nobody cares more about your life than you do? My fault, my fix. Your responsibility. You can call it your personal power instead of personal responsibility. Maybe it'll make it, you know, feel better to you. But in the end, you're going to get up and you're going to take care of your business or they're going to kill you. And it's fair for them to kill you because they told you they were going to do it. Mike, earlier you were saying, well, we're not sure what the agenda with these vaccines is. We're absolutely sure because they told you what it was. Bill Gates told you what it was. Anthony Fauci told you what it was. These people, you know... It's not a secret. So at this point, it comes down to the weakness, the cowardice of the American people, the ignorance and of the people. So all you have to do, I'm telling you, it's easy. The guy's name is Kelby Smith. Look into it. Hisadvocates.org. You don't have to pay.
All right. Well, Lauren, I hate to cut you off here. Very well said what you said. We're going to take a break for station identification. We have one more phone call that we're going to take after station identification that we're going to close the lines and get back to news for a while. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.